Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shir Brochos Daf Lamed Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to Daf Lamed Dalid, the third Tosfos on the page. Mehechon hu maschil, this is going on the issue of someone who made a mistake in the davening and was unable to continue as shliach tzibur. So the replacement person picks up from where? So the Mishnah had said mitchilas habrocha shetoa bo. So Tosfos, mehechon hu maschil, mitchilas habrocha shetoa bo. Yerushalmi. The Tosfos quotes a Maisa in the Yerushalmi, Betiti, a name of a person, Ishtatek Be'oifanim. We're talking here about the Birkas Kriyashma. After they recited Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, then the next paragraph, that or the next section that is recited is Be'oifanim V'chayis HaKodesh. So the Shliach Tzibur, Batiti, he became silent at that point and had to be replaced. Osun Shailun Rabbi Bun, they came and asked Rabbi Bun, Omar Lahu, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ze She'ovar Tachtov Yaschu Mimokim Sheposak. The replacement person will start from Voifane V'chayas HaKodesh. Uporech, and then the question is raised, V'otan Maschu Mitchilas HaBrocha Shetobo. The replacement person should start from the beginning of the brocha, which in this case you're talking about Yotzer or Vrechoshech Sesham Vresakoil, which is the first brocha before the Kriyashma. Starting from Voifana Vachoysa Kodesh is essentially in the middle of things. So, how can this psak be acceptable? Omar Lahu, so he answered, Mikevon de Anisun Kedusha, Kedushas Hashem, since you said Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzvokos, that's called Kedushas Hashem, Kemi Shehu Tchilas Habrochadomi. At this point, where you are at Volfan Vachos HaKodesh, is considered like the beginning of a brocha. So that by starting from Voifanim, we are Mekayim, the rule that the Mishnah laid down. The next Tosfos, Lo Yane Omein Achar Kohenim Ibnei Atiruf. Here we were talking about a Shliach Tzibur, and the Kohanim, when they recite their Birkas Kohanim, which is divided into three sections, after each section is considered a brocha, and an omein is the appropriate response on the part of the listeners. So the Mishnah says that the Shliach Tzibur should not answer omein because it will confuse him. Tema tepukle de mafsik tfila im oine omein. Why speak about it'll confound him? Don't forget, the Shliach Tzibur is in the middle of a repeat Shmona Esrei. Is it not so that answering Omein would essentially be an interruption in the Shmona Esrei? V'yesh lomar me'achar shelo omar hay taimo. Well, we answer from the fact that the Mishnah didn't even suggest that. It said, don't answer simply because it will confound him, but not because the Omein is an interruption. So, Shma mino da'anias Omein lo choshev le'havsoka me'achar shetzorech tfila hu. We therefore can conclude by the silence of the Mishnah on this point, that the response of Omein is not considered a break, an interruption. It is considered a need or a part of the tefillah. Aval likrois kohanim leduchan. There, prior to the kohanim saying their bracha, there is a call to them that is, in one word, there is someone that calls out Kohanim. And after that, the Kohanim, then they start their Birkas Kohanim. But there's a call out, Kohanim. So that summoning, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, She'en Shliach Tzibur Yochol L'Korom, D'Choshev Hafsoka L'Tfilo Im Korom. That would be considered an interruption, and therefore the Shliach Tzibur should not call out Kohanim. Elo echod mibnei hakol korom. Someone from the congregation, someone else, someone other than the Shliach Tzibor, someone other than the Chazan. It says in Maseches Sota, which has a sugya dealing with Birkas Kohanim, it says Lishnayim Korei Kohanim v'chule, that if there are two, if there are a minimum of two Kohanim, so then the term Kohanim is used, as opposed to a case where there is only one Kohen that ascends to Duchen, so there is no calling out, there is no summoning. So it says there that Lishnaim Korei Kohanim, this word Korei is he calls out. So Tosfos points out, Lav Ashliach Tzibur Koi, it's not going on the Shliach Tzibur, Elo Achazon, it's going on the Chazan. Now this word Chazan is a tricky word, be careful, because we today, nowadays, use the word Chazan interchangeably with Shliach Tzibur. But in the Gemara, when you see the word Chazan, it's not the Shliach Tzibur. Kedesan b'sifri emor lohem. That's a quote from the Pasuk. Melame. This Pasuk that says emor lohem. Melame shachazan oimer lohem imru. The Chazan calls out to the Kohanim and says, and he says, say the bracha. So that there's a summoning. The Chazan lav hainu shliach tzibur. And here Tosfos points out what we just mentioned a moment before, that the word Chazan is not a reference to the shliach tzibur. The Chazan hainu hamisaseg b'tzorchi tzibur. The Chazan is someone that deals with the public needs. We might refer to that nowadays as the gabai, or maybe the shamish, but not the shliach tzibur. So Tosfos is making the point that the word Chazan that you find in this in the Sifri is not a reference to the Shliach Tzibur, but rather the Shul's Gabai. V'chein mashmanabi b'soito d'lav ha-Shliach Tzibur koi. And in the Gemara Sota also it's apparent that it's not a reference to the Shliach Tzibur. D'me'ikora komar ein ha-koyenim rashoim v'hasil b'vrocha ad shiyichle ha-dibur mipi ha-korei. The Gemara in Sota lays down an order step by step of how things are to take place in the ceremony or the ritual of Birkas Kohanim. So it says there that at the beginning that the Kohanim are not allowed to begin the bracha until the dibur, which is a reference to the summoning Kohanim, that summoning word, is finished mipi hakore, pirish hakore kohanim. The acharkach omer, and then in the Gemara it says ein shliach tzibur rashoi v'chulei, that he is not allowed to say his thing until, and the procedure is laid out over there. But what we have to do is we emphasize what we've dashed underlined. There's one character who's called referred to as the Korei. He's the one that summons the Kehanim, and there is someone else called the Shliach Tzibur. Mashma de Shnayim Heim, that shows you that they're two separate people. So that, as Rabbeinu Tam said, the one who summons the Kehanim is not the Shliach Tzibur. That would constitute a hefsik. V'yesh shehoyu roitzim loymar, there are those that want to say, the kemo kein ein shliach tzibur rashoi lahakrois yivarechicho lekohanim, that the shliach tzibur is not to call out the beginning of the brocha, the kemo kein havei hafsoka, that his calling out yivarechicho would be a break. Omnam Rabbeinu Yehuda pirush de behedya yesh b'medrash taimei yiseris v'chaseris. There is in the Medrash that it says Emor Lohem, the Pasuk that says Emor Lohem, Malamed Sheshliach Tzibur Oimer Lohem Al Kol Dibor V'Dibor, that the Shliach Tzibur, we call it responsive reading, where the Shliach Tzibur calls out a word from the Birkas Kohanim, each word, including Yevorechicha, and then the Kohanim say Yevorechicha, and then Hashem, the Shliach Tzibur says Hashem, and the Kohen says Hashem, and then the Yishmerecha, back and forth like that, but on every word, including the first word. V'chein yesh roitzim lahatir l'shech tzibur atzmoi likrois kohanim. There are those that want to say that the shliach tzibur can call out kohanim, afilu l'pirush Rabbeinu Tam, even according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Dema depirush davi avsoka, that which the Rabbeinu Tam said, that calling out kohanim would be a hefsik, hainu davka b'yemeim, that's only in their days, in the time of the Rabbeinu Tam, miyad kishesimu birchas hoido, as soon as they finished saying as soon as the shliach tzibur finished saying hatoyv shimcha l'chon el hoidos, lo hoyu oimrim elekenu velekei avisenu borchenu babrochesh amishuleshes, the paragraph that many of you are familiar with. So they didn't say it kidemashma basoita, as it seems in Sota, they didn't say that. The Kamar Eina Kura Shreila Likrois Kehanim Ach Yichle Omein Mipiat Zibor. It seems to say that the summoning of the Kehanim cannot take place until the Omein the Zibor finished saying the word Omein, and Tosis says Pirush Omein Shenem B'Siyum Birkas Haidah. That as soon as the Shliach Zibor finishes saying Hatoyv Shimcha L'Chol Ne'ala Haidos. So then, and then the tzibur will respond, Amen, and then there will be a call out of Kohanim. Almo mashma shelo hoyu oimrim elo Kohanim. They would say the word Kohanim, that the summoning of Kohanim would take place miyad, immediately after the Amen of Hatov Shimcha L'chon Elo Hoydes. And so under those circumstances, Rabbeinu Tam said that the calling out of Kohanim on the part of the Shliach Tzibur would be a hefsek. Aval achshav she'urgilu loymar elokeinu b'loshein brocha u'tfila. But now that the practice has developed that they recite this paragraph, that the Shliach Tzibur, actually, he recites this passage, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Borcheinu b'brocha hamishuleshes, and the text goes on, and it says b'brocha hamishuleshes b'torah k'suva yitei Moshe avdecha mipi Aaron uvonov, and then the word kohanim appears as part of that passage. So saying the word kohanim as part of that passage, it's not a hefsik. The lo gorama anias omein the ocha. It's not any worse than the omein over here that we mentioned at the beginning. Remember, we said that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't answer omein because of tiruf, but not because of hafsoka, simply because it wouldn't be a hafsoka. The lo chashiva hefsik kid appreciates it. That anias omein would not be a problem of a hefsik if the Shliach Tzibur were to answer it. So what we see from this Tosfos is the main points of this Tosfos are that the Omein of that would be a response to the Birkas Kehanim would not be a hefsik. The calling out of Kehanim on the part of the Shliach Tzibur would constitute a hefsik, and the recitation of Kohanim as part of the passage of Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Borcheinu b'brocha hamishuleshes, that even the Rabbeinu Tam could acknowledge, could agree with as being something the Shliach Tzibur recites, and that is not considered a hefsik. Continuing with the next Tosfos, Emsoyos Ein Lohem Seder. This was from a section of the Gemara in the middle of the Omid, where Rav Huna and Rav Asi were arguing about a mistake made in the middle of the middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. So where does one, if let us say, using the example that we had learned when we learned the Daf Gemara, if one skipped one of the middle brachas and he has to say it, where does he say it? So Rav Huna said he goes back to the beginning of Ata Choinin Lodom Das, and Rav Asi said you say it where you remember it. So now the Tosfos. And so Soyis Ein Lahem Seder, this was a quote from Rav Asi, Pirush B'Kushus, If someone had skipped a bracha and then remembered that that's what happened, and he remembers it out of place, he remembers later on he had gone on to say more brachas, then remembered that he skipped it, he says it when he remembers it. But the Tosfos doesn't accept Rashi's pshat. It says in Maseches Megillah, Hakorei es haMegillah leMafreya lo yotza. Someone who reads the Megillah out of order, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. V'tanya, and it says in a brisa, v'chein behalel, v'chein bekriyashma, v'chein betfila. And we've dashed underlined v'chein betfila because this is the focus point. So therefore, tefila that is out of order, and that would be the case if you say the missed bracha at the point you remember it after having gone on to say other brachas, so that would be a problem. Lokach nira kepirush Rashbam for Rav Alfis. The ein lehen seder de ka'omar, Rav Asi's comment here about the emsoyes ein lehen seder, hainu shiyaschil b'mokom shedileg habracha, u'mishom ve'elich yoymar hakol al haseder. So that if, let's say, he forgot Borech Olenu, and called Birchas Hashanim, and he went on, he said Brocha of Es Semach David. He went way into the middle Brochas, and remembered, oh, I didn't say Birchas Hashanim. So what he does is he goes back to Birchas Hashanim. And that's what is meant by Ein Lehem Seder. It's not a fixed block of brachas starting with Atachonein, and therefore you don't have to go back to Atachonein. You just go back to where the bracha belongs. Avovadai lo yaschib Atachonein. You don't go back to Atachonein. Kamoi begimel rishonis gimachorinis shechoyzu l'rosh. Unlike the case of a mistake in the first three brachas, the last three brachas that are there, you go back to the beginning of that group of three, whether it's the very beginning of Shmoneh Esrei in the case of the first three brachas, or to Ritzei, where there's an issue of a mistake in the last three brachas. They're viewed as a block, a single unit, as opposed to the middle brachas from Atachonin all the way to Shemat Tefillah. They're not viewed as a single solid unit, but all you do is you go back to the point that the forgotten bracha is to be said, and you continue from there following the order. Faraya midisanya b'tosefta de mechilton. There is a tosefta brisa from our mesichta. It says, Hakorei es shema v'hishmit bo posuk echod lo yikro oisoi posuk b'fnei atzmo. If a person was reading the Shema and he forgot a pasuk, so when he is not to just read that pasuk in isolation, he goes back to where that pasuk belongs and reads that pasuk, but continues the reading from there onwards, even though he had already read that. He goes back to the place that the missed pasuk belongs and reads from there straight through. V'tanyo nami perek sheni de Megillah, shemishmit pasuk echa b'Megillah, shekorei al haseder me'oysa pasuk ve'elech. That if he missed a pasuk, he goes back to where the pasuk belongs, but reads from there in order. V'hosa mashvi tefila le'Megillah le'inyan hach milsa k'depricious. And over there, tefila is compared to the Megillah, as we explained. Meaning that you, in our example, if you had forgotten Borei Cholenu, and you kept going all the way till quite a bit on in the brachas, you have to go back to Borei Cholenu, to Brichas Hashanim, and read all the brachas again from that point onwards. U'bahag posak, k'rav asi d'omar, and soyus ein lohen seder. Now, the Bahag paskined like that, meaning he paskins like Rav Asi, and the Tosfos now explains why. Chado de Rav Uno ketalmid ligabi Rav Asi. The one who was arguing Rav Asi here was Rav Huna, but he has a lesser status than Rav Asi because he is a student of Rav Asi's. Can I read become claimus on Rav Huna or my Rav Asi? Where you see Rav Huna quoting Rav Asi, indicating that Rav Asi had the status of a teacher of Rav Huna, and therefore, if it's you have a machlokas between the two, you go like the teacher. The oid de la Rav Huna sorech lidchoik ulishnui masnisen. According to Rav Huna, we have to take the Tanaic source that was quoted, namely our Mishnah, which said mehechon hu chozer mitchilas habrochas shetobo, which we saw in the Gemara. Rav Huna said, well, mitchilas habrochas shetobo meant that all of the brochas are viewed as one brocha, because Rav Huna says you say go back to atachonin. Yeah, but that's called a as Tosfos says, Rav Huna tzarich lidchoik v'lishnei masnisin dekulu chad abruchas aninu. It's called a tshuva dechuka. It's a difficult answer. It's an answer, but it has to be. It's only said with difficulty. V'ashnuya dechiki lo nekum v'nismoch. And on based on answers that are dochuk, we are not going to rule and rely. So that's another reason to paskin like Rav Asi and not Rav Huna. V'oid, the Rav Asi v'Rav Sheshes kaimi b'chad shita. Another reason to go like Rav Asi is that Rav Asi is not alone. Rav Sheshes also agrees with him. We saw in our Gemara Rav Sheshes was attacking Rav Huna ostensibly because Rav Sheshes holds like Rav Asi. The oid, notice we are using triangles to highlight each one of the reasons why to go like the Bahag, who paskin, or why the Bahag goes like Rav Asi. The oid, the b'shel seifrim halocha achar ha-mekel. We're dealing with the realm of a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the tefillah and the text, the nusach of the tefillah and all is a d'rabbanan level mitzvah, and therefore we go like the more lenient opinion, which is Rav Asi as opposed to Rav Huna, says you have to go all the way back to Atochayne. V'im kein odom shita v'dileg brocha achas v'emtsoyus. Therefore, a person who missed one of the middle 12 brachas, one of them he missed. Oy shelo omar hamelech hamishpat bein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippurim, or he didn't say the changed text that one is expected to say during the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where we say hamelech hamishpat. The kaimel perikama we hold in the first perek, the machzirin osa, that's something that you have to go back for. Lo yachzur la'atachonin, you don't go all the way back to atachonin. Elo lo'isa brocha she'dileg. In this case, it would be hoshiva she'ifteinu kevorishono, which ends with hamelech hamishpat. U'mishon ve'elech yomar la'seder. And from there, he, even though he had already, he recalled that he messed up on hamelech hamishpat, he didn't say it. He recalled that after he got up to some later brocha like Es Semach David. He goes back to Oshiva Shoifteinu, not all the way back to Atochoinein. U'mishon ve'elech yomer ala sedek v'irish Rashbam. V'hecho shetah b'gimel rishoynes k'gen shetah b'chassimoson. If a mistake was made in the first three brachas, where he made an error in the closing bracha, Oishalo hiskir bein Rosh Hashem Kippurim b'birchas ovois, or he didn't mention during the days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in the Brichas Avos, the first Bracha Zochreinu L'chaim, Oy B'tchias HaMesim, or in the second Bracha he left out Mi Komoicha. Oy Shaloi Omar HaMelech HaKodosh, which is a problem in the third Bracha. In all of these examples, Chozer the Rishona, he would go back to the first. He would begin to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, because those three brachas considered one unit. Ve'echo shita b'shal shachronos, where a mistake took place in the last three brachas. Kegon shita k'moykein b'chasimosan, oy shelo hiskir bein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippurim b'sim shalom. He didn't say b'sefer chayim tovim, oy uchsoiv l'chayim tovim b'hoidoa in the Moedim Bracha, he left that added phrase, he left it out. Choyzer Lavoid, it goes back to Ritzei. That's the beginning of the last three brachas. He doesn't go back to, wouldn't be sufficient for him to go back to Moedim Anachnu Loch, or Sim Sholoim in the case of B'Sefer Chaim. The time of the Kivan, the Kshikula Shevach Ave Kibrocha Acha, since all three brachas have the same motif, and that is they are of shevach, of praise nature, they're considered one bracha for regarding this halacha. We have to point out something that we've pointed out many times in the Gemara markings, Gemara and Tosfos Shiurim, that what we learn here is not to be regarded as halacha lemaisa. We're learning Shitas Rishonim, and we don't paskin from what we learn in Rishonim. We have Shulchan Aruch, we have Mishneh Brura, we have Kaf HaChayim, we have Orach HaShulchan, we have Sforim that we use for Psak Halacha, and not that which you learn in a Rishon. Therefore, many of the things we've said here about things that are missed, and you go back and say, you are not going to find this in actuality in the Shulchan Aruch or Halacha Lemaisa level. But what we're illustrating here is how we view the different parts of the Shmoneh Esrei, as the first three and last three brachas are viewed as a single unit. The middle brachas are not viewed the same way. The Tainis Tzibur, Shishlech Tzibur Kaveh Bracha Liatzim Shomer Aneinu Ben Goyu L'Roifei. In the case of a public fast day, where the Aneinu passage, which is added during those kind of days, when a Shlech Tzibur davens, he says that as a separate bracha between the Goyel Yisrael bracha and Rifo'enu, he adds a separate Aneinu passage with its own bracha. In Shachacha v'nizgar bo kodem siyum tefila, if the Shlech Tzibur remembered that he forgot it, then he skipped it, before he ends the tefillah, ein machzirin oso, he doesn't go back. Kevon shoyetzorach lachzor v'loimer al haseder kepirish Rashbam, since he would have to go back and say all the brachas, like we saw in the name of the Rashbam. We saw the Rashbam. We underlined his name quite a few lines up in the Tosfos. Im ken havia bracha levatola im machzirin oso. Therefore, it would be a problem of a bracha levatola if we were to make him go back to say all of that. Avo lepirish akuntris hoya oimra b'mokim shenizkar. The ein kan bracha levatola, but as far as Rashi is concerned, he would simply say it where he remembered. So we're not going back and saying other brachas for naught. The next Tosfos, Al Yishal Odom Tzrochov Loi Begimel Rishonis V'lo Begimel Achronis. Personal requests are not inserted into the Shmoneh Esrei's first or last three brachas. Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel V'Rabbeinu Hai Davka L'Yochid. The prohibition of adding requests in the first or last three brachas is something as on the personal level. Avot Tzorchei Tzibur Shoyalim. But public needs are inserted in those sections. Ulekach onu oimrim zochreinu. We add zochreinu lechayim during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva in the first bracha. Ukrovitz, which is something that some communities have a minig of saying, and it's found in the back of certain kinds of sidurim. These are added passages that are inserted in the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Yale V'Yavoi, which is also it's a request, but it's of a public nature. So that in we add these brachas, we say, let's read this line again, because just to get make sure that the reading is smooth. Avot tzorchei tzibur shoyalim ulekach onu oimrim zochrenu krevus vialav yavu bohem. Bohem means in those first or last three brachas. The teda, the davki yochid ko'omar, when the Gemara here says, do not insert personal requests in the first or last three, it's referring only to a private person and his personal requests. Shari ikir brachas achronas zochit ziburhem. The nature of the brachos achronas are of a public nature, where we say, for example, Sim Shalom, Toivo, Vrocha, peace. Peace is, there's a request for the entire people. It's not a personal request per se. The next Tosfos is going on the issue of bowing in the Shmoneh Esrei, and it describes someone who appeared to want to bow at the end of every bracha, or at the beginning of every bracha. So the source says, "Malam denoy soishelo yishcha." We teach him not to. V'im toimar yishcha ma'abakach. You might ask, so like, what's the big deal? Let him bow. What do you lose by that? V'yesh lomar shelo yovo lak or divrei chachomim. The problem that will arise is that the rabbinic institution of bowing will become uprooted. Shelo yonru kol echod machmir kemoishu roitze v'en kan takonas chachomim. It will then create an impression that bowing is something up to each person. Whenever he wants to, he does it. And another thing, v'chayshina liyuhara, we're also choshesh for people creating a false impression of piety, or excess piety, that we refer to as yuhara. Therefore, we have a legislated four bowings, and anything beyond that is unacceptable for one of two reasons. Because if more bowings would take place, then it would be simply forgotten that there was an official takonas chachamim that when bowing needs to take place, and it would also invite the phonies to demonstrate their excess piety in the eyes of the public. Continuing on Amud Beis, Kida al Apayim, we saw a Tanaic source in the upper part of this daf in the Gemara, which referred to different types of bendings and what each one means. So the source had said that Kida is a bowing where the person's face is facing the ground by bending, the assumption of bending at the waist, so forming a type of 90 degree angle, you would be accomplishing kida. Umaisi kro, and the source brought a pasuk to back this up. Afagav dashkon nami beinyan acher, even though we find kida in other ways, yesh lamar de kim le mekabola. The source has a tradition, the kida alapayim, that kida is that way where we say where the face, person's face is opposite the ground, facing the ground. Umaisi kra de mesayo, and the Tana brings a pasuk to support his kabbalah, his tradition. Chazino rabaye v'rova de matzlu atzlu. This is was a comment made by Rav Chia Breid Rav Huna, who said that when Abaye and Rava would practice Nefilas Apayim is generally associated with the passage that one says after the completion of the Shmoneh Esrei in the Shacharis and in Mincha. So they were seen to Matzlu Atzluye. Rashi, the Tosfos says, Pirushoy Matin al Tzidehem. They would recline or lie on their sides. And this was in contrast to Pishut Yadayim Raglayim, which was a total prostration, hands and feet all spread out. Yechaveh libo ba'achas mehen. We saw the Gemara featuring a Tanaic source that said that one who davens has to have kavona in all of the brachas, and if not, you should have it at least in one of them. And regarding that, we saw Reb Chiya in the name of Rav Safa say the one is avos. The Tosfos Rechavim Liba Bachas Man V'Hod Yamrinan B'Soif Perik Tfilas Hashachar Le'Olam Yomud Odom Daito Im Yochel Lechavim Yispalel. Person has to measure himself, establish can he concentrate, and if he can, then he prays and he davens. V'Im Lab Al Yispal, and if not, then don't daven. So how are we to understand that in light of this Gemara here? So very simply, he says, Yesh Lefarish Hosam Nami, will explain that sugya over there, that quote from the fourth perek, which says that if you can concentrate, so Davin, you know what? Concentrate for how much? Nami Ba'achas Man, if you can concentrate for even one of the brachas, so that the standard presented there can be aligned with the halacha that we are learning over here. Chatzif Olai Man Dematzli Bebik. So this was from the very the second to last line of the Gemara itself, where Rav Kana said that I find it unacceptable. I find it an act of chutzpah, one who davens in a biksa. A biksa is an open area, which, as we learned in our Gemara Shir, based on Rashi, that it doesn't contribute to a feeling of awe and modesty when one is in a vast open area. And when davening, so we are striving to achieve a feeling of smallness, of awe in front of the Almighty. But if one is standing in a very open expanse, so that feeling is hard to achieve. So the Tosfos asks, "Va'im Tomar?" You might ask, "Hoksi va'yetsi Yitzchak l'suach basode?" Says that Yitzchak went to daven in a field. A sod is an open area. So does that not contradict what Rav Kahana is saying here? Yesh lomar. So the first approach is the Hasamayri Bahar Hamuria, Kiramrina b'Psochim Perika Isha, as the Gemara in Psochim mentions. This is a quote from the Gemara there. Lo ki Yitzchok shekoro sodet. Yitzchok referred to the Har HaMoriah. Now the Har HaMoriah is the place that Avram Avinu did the Akedah, the Akedas Yitzchok, and it's also the place that the Beis HaMikdash was built. So that is the, we'll say, the ultimate prayer location. And therefore, it doesn't contradict what Rav Kahana is saying. For whatever reason, either it's not necessarily a vast open area, but more likely because it is the primary location, it's the penultimate location for prayer and beseeching the Almighty. So don't ask from that pasuk where it says Vayetzi Yitzchok Lasuch Basadeh, because we know that that's a reference to Har HaMoriah, like the Gemara in Psachim says that Lo Ki Yitzchok Shekor Sadeh, that rather the Gemara there goes through the different avos and how they called Har HaMoriah, but for our purposes you see that Yitzchok called the Har HaMoriah by the term Sadeh. So that when the Pasuk says Vayetzi Yitzchok L'suach Basadeh, it's not a reference to an open field, it's a reference to Har HaMoriah. Inami, another answer, Biksa Dehacha, Mayri Bebika. Now, the Rav Kana said, the Chotzev Olai Man Dematzli Bebiksa. So the Biksa referred to over here is a Bika, which is a valley. It's a place that is a type of public thoroughfare where the masses pass by. And that is part of the problem. As opposed to where Yitzchok davened, it didn't have those characteristics. Kisui Chato. Here, this is the last comment on the daf. Rav Tana spoke about one who articulates or pronounces his sins audible to the ears of others. That is considered a type of chutzpah. As the Pasuk says, Ashrei nesui pesha kisui chato. Praiseworthy be the one who covers his sins. The Tosis explains, V'taima l'fisha'oz mispayei shal cheto. By remaining silent or maintaining privacy concerning one's sins, will enhance the feeling of embarrassment over having sinned. Aval im foresh chatov, if one speaks out, one publicizes, one shares his sinning experience with others, doime sheinu mizbayesh alav, he creates the impression he's not really embarrassed about it. Human nature is things that one is embarrassed over, he keeps to himself. Raminu leo perakama, in fact, achieving busha and achieving a sense of embarrassment is a method of receiving heavenly forgiveness, as the Gemara in the first parak said. Once again, he's immediately forgiven for it. So we don't want a person losing out on the chance to receive heavenly atonement, forgiveness, by actually announcing and sharing his sins with others. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.